This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel's military has confirmed the release of six Israeli hostages from captivity in the Gaza Strip. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The Army says the Red Cross transferred the hostages to Egypt late Thursday. They arrived hours after two additional hostages were turned over to Israel separately from Egypt. It marked the seventh straight night of hostage releases under a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. In Washington, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said he hopes the exchanges continue.
We're working at it literally by the hour to see if we can get this seventh day turned into an eighth and ninth and tenth and beyond.
Roughly 140 hostages are believed to remain in Hamas captivity. I'm Norman Hall.
The son of a Hamas leader who spied on the powerful Palestinian Islamist movement for Israel called on Thursday for the death penalty for all Hamas fighters currently held by Israel prisons.
Any harm that happens to the hostages, Israel must execute top Hamas leaders with no exceptions.
In a Zoom interview broadcast by the Israeli government, Mossab Hassan Youssef said the death penalty should apply to all Hamas militants, including his father, Sheikh Hassan Youssef. Youssef secretly converted to Christianity and helped the Shin Bet security service in the late 1990s and early 2000s when Hamas waged suicide bomb campaigns against Israel. He was codenamed, quote, Green Prince after the Islamist color and the fact that his father, Hassan Youssef, led Hamas in the West Bank. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. And for pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America.